Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no, I think just with the guys that we have, I've kind of put it on myself to give guys chances down the field. And even though we haven't performed offensively as a whole, I think the entire year so far as efficient and scoring points the way we want to, we've kind of made an emphasis to give guys chances down the field to make plays, and guys have made those plays. And so that started in training camp, that started in OTAs. Is like I told guys to hold me accountable, and I wanted to hold myself accountable that I give the guys the chances to make plays, and they're proving that they can make them.
How's it feel to wind up now? I mean, you got a lot more of the big wind up throws.
Yeah, I mean, it's still something that I have to continue to get better and better at. I think that there's more opportunities to make these plays in the games than these first few weeks. But I think it just gives me the confidence when guys like Tyquan come down with the catch that he did, that I can keep forcing the ball down the field and let them try to make plays. And we'll continue to get better and better at that, as well as with the rest of the offense. But, I mean, it's always super exciting when you get a chance to throw the ball down the field.
Patrick, you know, it's not what next man up with the receiving corps. Over the course of your career, you've had to deal with that a lot. And just this year, you practice a lot with Rasheed and St. Joe, and then you go on, and now Tyquan's leading, Hollywood's leading Brazil. Just how have you been able to maintain each receiver that comes up, or each receiving unit that you have for that available that day, to make sure that you keep firing and keep within the system? All those guys have to mix and match sometimes with their own system.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's things here and there that you have to work on, but I think more than anything, the guys are putting in the work during the week. And so I think for us, at the end of the day, whenever we start getting these guys back, like Xavier and Rasheed, when he gets back, it's going to make us even better, because guys had to step up, and they have, and they've stepped up and made plays. And you've seen Hollywood, you've seen Juju, you've seen Tyquan all step up into their roles and have even bigger roles within the offense. And so we'll continue to get better and better as the season goes, but it'll be an important week this week.
Before last game, you mentioned Juju. He's kind of flown under the radar a little bit, but being pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. What's he mean for that wide receiver?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of like the leader of those guys, man. I mean, he's someone who's been there and done it. You know, he's won the Super Bowl. He's had big 1,000-yard receiving seasons. He's kind of been in all different types of offenses, and so he can be that guy that they can lean on, they can ask questions to. And then I think he does a great job when his number gets called in the game to make the plays happen, and being available whenever I need someone to throw to, and has a good feel for the defenses and what the defenses are presenting. And so he's someone that's super important to that room just in general, but he stepped up whenever we needed him to these first few weeks and made plays happen.
Before last game, you described the offense as close. I guess, as you reviewed, what signs in the second half did you see that maybe it's even getting closer to what you wanted?
Yeah, I think just the execution. You know, we cleaned up our execution. I got the ball out. I made the right decisions, made the right throws. I think that's the most important thing. It's like just making the throws, you know, making the throws whenever they're there, getting the ball in my hand, letting guys make plays happen. And I did that in the second half. And I mean, the only drive that we didn't score was the one that I missed Tyquan. So, I mean, it just proves that if you make the throws, that the offense can be productive and can have the progress that we want. I just got to go out there and make the plays happen.
Patrick, I know you've been blitzed more than you typically have. Mm-hmm. And what's that been like, and what's the adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, I think you see that we're able to throw the ball down the field a little bit more now because of that. But I think it's just it's a product of the teams that we played and them testing our young offensive linemen. But I think our offensive line have done a great job of picking up those blitzes and giving me opportunities. And that's why you've been able to see some of these deep shots down the field. And you got to be able to execute and showcase that you can hit those throws. And if you do that, they'll adjust, and then we have to adjust as well. And so that's what's beautiful about the NFL, is you have to be able to adjust on the fly and make things happen.
Patrick, I know you get together with the coaches on, you know, the night and go through the plays that are there. Andy gives you input. I mean, how much do you take out or put in, or, you know, how much
is really your choice on what plays end up going into the actual game?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Reed gives me kind of free roam. If I don't like plays, just tell him. He'll take them out of there. And we do a good job. They communicate with me throughout the week. I mean, it starts yesterday or even the day before on Monday. Of just kind of talking about stuff that they're thinking about, and then I communicate kind of what I'm seeing, and then I trust in Coach Reed that he's gonna make the game plan the way that he has done for a long time now, and he always makes great ones. And so I think more than anything is trusting him, and then telling him whenever I'm not feeling the play that I'm not feeling.
Has it evolved over time? I mean, when you first got here, everything's a pass, you know, everything's wide open, and maybe now you're a little more cerebral in what you're picking out?
Stuff evolves for sure, just because I've seen more and more defenses and know the team more and more and know what we're trying to do. I think more than anything, I think the trust that he has with me has gotten even more and more just throughout the years. And a lot of those times, especially when I go to the sideline there before like a timeout or kind of like the review with the Tyquan play, and then we talk about it, and I tell him a play that I like, he'll call it, you know, and he has that trust in me that I'm seeing it right out on the football field, and that and he gives me the chance to go out there and make it happen.
What kind of boost is it to have Rasheed back in the building?
It's huge. You know, I think just having a guy that you work with every single week, all training camp, all off season, and then having him back in the building, he always has a smile on his face, and you can tell the guys, they like him. And kind of like Juju, he's kind of been one of those guys that's been here, and he's won a Super Bowl, and even though he's young, he can kind of be a leader for those guys in the room of how we work and how we get after things. And so obviously he can't practice, but he can be in the meetings and listen to the stuff that we're working on, and it definitely gives a boost to the whole receiving room and the whole offense.
Nate? Patrick, you're one of the more veteran guys in the league now. I know this is a little bit off topic, but you spend a lot of time in between the games or, you know, talking to the referees. I just wonder what your conversations like with the referees and what are those back and forth nature in the middle of a game?
Yeah, I think more than anything, they're just communicating different things that you're seeing, and you might ask kind of like the alignment stuff or like the motion type things and the timings and stuff like that, just to making sure that we're doing everything the right way and doing everything that the way that we're supposed to. And so that's stuff that we continue to get better and better at. But just keep an open dialogue, because those guys are trying to make the game go as smoothly as possible and want us to go out there and let the players dictate the game. And so we try to just have that open communication with them. And I think that's kind of like every QB in the league is that you have those communications like that.
You guys ran the ball a little more efficiently with the running backs this past week, and as we watched the Ravens on Monday, they were a little susceptible to run. Maybe, I mean, is this? I know it's cat and mouse every week. It's going to be a little bit different here and there, but do you feel like the run game has some momentum and can be a bigger part of, you know, having success and balancing everything out?
Yeah, I mean, we want to be balanced. I mean, I think every team in the NFL does, and I thought this last week we did a better job of running the ball, and I thought the offensive line did a good job of doing the run blocking together and the chemistry building between them. And and I know that you saw Monday night at the Ravens, but they're a prideful group, man. I don't think they're going to be very happy with the film, and they're going to come out with the mentality of stopping the run. So it'll be a great test for us. And so it'll be able to go up there and be able to run the football and then be able to pass off of it. Will be important to us, stay balanced, and go up against a team that's going to be as hungry as we are. So it'll be a great football game this weekend.
Matt? How much, Patrick, in the last three games, and especially in the second half, have you felt that, you know, that you talked about the offensive line and the job they've been doing in pass protection, that you've been allowed the ability to push your eyes downfield and maybe look for some of those targets? Do you feel that increasing in your trust in that ability?
100%. I mean, I think that's been huge. Is like, I mean, this last defensive line that we played had all type of first rounders, all type of talent, and I thought the offensive line did a great job of giving me time to throw the ball down the field. And it's my feet, you tell, are a little bit more calm, because I understand that these guys can protect and they can give me time to make these throws, and I'll continue to get better and better at that, and try to make some of these throws more accurate down the field, and instead of hitting 1 to 2 a game, making that 3 to 4 and then 5 to 6, and then defense will back up and it'll help us out with other stuff within the offense. And so I'm just excited for where this offense is going. I know it hasn't been the perfect product that we've put out there so far, but there's a lot of good too.
The last three, Nick, Sarin, and then Vi. Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, Patrick, with the Ravens offense that you're going against, that can hang 30 to 40 without a problem, how do you approach this week with your teammates and from an execution perspective and mentality-wise? after on the field?
Yeah, I think for us, we got to start faster. I think every game we've kind of said that we haven't really got to do that. And I mean, we were moving the ball early in the game last week, but we're settling with field goals. And when you play teams that are really good and have dynamic quarterbacks like the Ravens do, you got to turn those into touchdowns. And that will not only put pressure on them, but it unleashes Spags to be able to do what he wants to do. And you always see when we get leads, it's like he's great. He's a great finisher. He's a great closer of being able to give you different looks and stuff like that. And so we got to take pressure off our defense and put pressure onto them by starting faster, and we can be better at that this week.
The play where the ball goes backwards to to Isaiah Pacheco, is that in your head? You know he's there, and you're just looking to flip it out there, and as you turned around and the moment of having to get it out, you know, there's almost like, whoa, you try to pull it back as you're letting it go. Like, just what was going through your head is that?
Yeah, I mean, I got to see where I'm throwing before I throw it. You know, we had called a play, and you don't want those short completions in that two-minute type tempo. And so we say take the incompletion. And so I kind of had went to burn it at his feet. And then seeing him as I was throwing it, obviously he was backwards, and that's why I knew immediately when I threw it. But you got to just see the guy before you throw it there. Obviously, I'm trying to throw it out to him in the flat and everything like that, but I got to see where he's at. He's trying to chip and give me time to throw the ball down the field. And so luckily, I was able to get the ball back, and then defense was able to get a huge stop for us there in the end of the half. But I got to be better at not just throwing it blindly, just kind of knowing where those guys are before I burn it at their feet.
Patrick, on the intermediate and deep passes, when you haven't connected, how much are you seeing passes you wanted back and versus maybe just a matter of communication?
I would say the one that I for sure wanted back was the post one before the half. I knew that once Tyquan won, I knew that the backside guy had gotten held by the route that we had, the backside safety, and so I could probably put that ball out further. I threw it more across the field, but with the leverage that the corner had, I wish I'd have thrown it further and let Tyquan just run underneath it, probably a touchdown if I do that. And then the one that was on the third and short, it's kind of just more of a miscommunication, just knowing that I would want it. If I had more time, I could have sold a little bit more, but it was a run play, so I didn't want linemen downfield, and so I kind of wanted Tyquan's eyes back a little bit earlier, but he sees the open space, and so that's just communication stuff that we can work on, and he's in a bigger role in the stuff that he hasn't done before, and so that'll be important. I mean, obviously, we missed a touchdown. We still win the game. He'll learn from that. We'll hit next time we get the opportunity.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.